as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What's up? What's up? What's going on, peeps? It is, it's me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. Thank you for coming and joining for another word from God for on the DBP. Now, I had jumped on to the DBP. I know I said I was going to do this on that page. I also didn't remind people. So, I'm going to do that on this platform today, on my personal, and then send reminders so that it makes its way to, so that you make your way to the Dashboard Pastor page. That is where I'll be doing the live streams after today. You might have, if you got a notification on the Dashboard Pastor, yes, I started on the Dashboard Pastor page. I started there and I stopped because I didn't send out reminders, which I meant to do today. I'm starting off late. It's been a lot. It's been some stuff at work that took my attention, that distraction. Anyway, thank you for being here. I was talking last week about love, and I started going into a certain aspect of love, and I stopped myself because I wanted to go into more detail. And I'm going to go into the detail now about what I meant by all of that. So I started talking about trolls. And you'll see how this is connected to what I was talking about. But first, I want to tell you what a troll, when I looked this up. According to the definition that I found, trolls, to agonize others online by deliberately posting inflammatory, irrelevant, or offensive comments or other disruptive content. To agonize online by deliberately posting inflammatory, irrelevant, or offensive comments or other disruptive content. So, talking about love and bringing up trolls. As I was talking about last week and about how communicating with love and how love is a choice and how if we're communicating in love, we'll have a different mindset, mentality. We'll just be different of how we, just the communication piece. Why am I bringing up trolls? I'll tell you what started this. Some people may get a kick out of it. Some people might think, oh, this is silly. I paid attention to it after the Bronco game, the last Bronco game, when they played Jacksonville in London. Russell Wilson, on his Instagram page, posted something about them winning. He was excited they won the game. And I watched what he posted, and then I just started reading the comments. And I'm reading the comments, and people are saying things like, "Oh, you're 3-5. Oh, it's Jacksonville. Oh, why are you celebrating?" And way worse than that. And I'm sitting here thinking, why is it a big deal that this dude is posting? He's excited that they won a game, and he's posting that. Why is that a big deal? I see other people who post things that they're excited about, whether it's something that their kids do, whether it's something that they've accomplished themselves, and they post that. So, why couldn't he, being excited that they won a game, post, and people just couldn't leave that alone? Another post I looked at, and there were several. So I'll say this. I read that. I started paying attention to every time I saw something that was some that could be deemed controversial. I started reading it, and I was reading all the not all. I started reading a lot of the comments, and not because I wanted. So anyway, sorry. I started reading these comments. Not because I wanted to comment, but because I wanted to pay attention to what people were saying and how, like, much like this definition I read says, how the comments, were they relevant to what was being said or not? And I started focusing on the negative ones on purpose. Because what I didn't say is that there were people on the one with Russell Wilson that were like, "Go Russ," and, you know, whatever. "I'm excited. That's good for you. Yay. Go Broncos," whatever. So then I started reading these other stuff, and there's, you know, it's all kind of political stuff that was going on, especially prior to the election. And I'm just, when people put stuff, I'm reading the comments. And don't you know, a vast majority of the comments that I saw and all these other things were people trolling the person that posted the comment, the video, the meme, whatever. And I just was going through this like thought process, and I'm like, why is it that important for people to do that? Why do people feel the need to bash something so badly? Even things that, so I'm going to make a statement. I feel this coming. I'm going to make a statement. Some people may like it, some people may not. We have a system set up that we always talk about where we want to see freedom. I want to be able to say whatever I want to say whenever I want to say it, and I don't want you to tell me what I can and can't say. And then we have people who say something the opposite of what we're saying, and we say they shouldn't be able to say that. We have to understand that if we're really wanting freedom and equality, I get to say whatever I want to say, and I can't stop you from saying what you want to say. So I say that because I think that that's a problem in our society. Everybody's about free will until it's the free freedom of speech, until that freedom of speech is the opposite of their perspective. Once it's the opposite of their perspective, I no longer agree with freedom of speech. So, in defense of the people who are trolling, they have the right to do that. And the people who put what they put not all. Some of the people who put the things they're put, they're not putting it out there for you if you disagree with their perspective. They're putting it for people who connect with them, who are like-minded, who are in the same culture set. In Russell Wilson's case, he was putting it out there for Bronco fans who were also excited that they won. That was the target. Other people saw it and got upset. Now, would I be lying if I told you that I hadn't seen things that I wanted to comment on? Because I was like, oh, that's asinine, that's crazy, that's ridiculous, that's whatever verbiage you want to add to that. Yes, there have been times that I've started texting out what I want to say, and God has spoke to me and said, don't do that. Stop. And I'm like, why? He's like, don't say that. Because what you do when you do that is you're going to leave false witness. I'm gonna go more into that, but just hear me out. When you get in the midst of these things, you're leading to false witness. And if I start going against what you're saying in a combative way, I have left love and I've gone into anger or pride or both. So Ephesians 4:26 says, don't be angry in sin. So when you get angry that you see something that is opposite you that somebody posts and you retaliate, that is getting angry and sinning. Retaliation is getting angry and sinning. The Bible tells us not to do that. So this is why I am speaking about this whole trolling thing. I'm sorry. It will be on the DBP next week, Connie. I promise you. I will not jump back and forth. So yes, I say this because this is why I'm speaking about trolling. It does irk me to see these things. I was listening to sports radio this morning, actually. And Mark Schlereth said this, and I'm not going to say it how he said it. But they were talking about, and they were talking about the concept of, so this is where we take trolling from the social media to live, and you'll all of this makes sense. I'm gonna connect it all. I guess last night, because I didn't see the game, there was a fan that was getting in Mike Malone's face. Michael Malone, I'm sorry, he goes by Michael Malone, the coach of the Nuggets. They were playing in Indiana. One of the Pacer fans was getting in his face yelling. I don't know what he said, I don't know how it went. All I know is that Mike Malone basically said, you don't get in my face, I don't play that. And he even said jokingly, I don't play that, partner. And I giggled at that. And in that they were speaking about what is too much? When is it too much? Too much? When being free to say what you say too much? And Mark Schlereth said this, and I agree 100% with him on this. He said it is due to social media that people lost consequences. There's no consequences for what people say, because I can jump on social media and type whatever I'm going to say, and there's no consequence to that. So I'm going to just come on and say what I want to say, how I want to say it, when I want to say it, and I have the right to do that, and screw you if you don't like it. He likened it to when we were kids, those of us Gen X and higher for the most part. We didn't just go to people and just get in their face and just say things. Because if you did that, you got knocked out. especially if you didn't know who you were talking to, or I digress. Sometimes you knew full well who you were talking to, and you just, if you got brave and you spoke to the wrong person at the wrong time, you got laid out. So that didn't happen back then because there was that natural consequence connected to it. So even if I didn't like what you said, I had enough respect to think, I don't like what you said. Oh, well. Is this something I want to make a big deal out of, or is this something that I want to get into a fight over? And he, this trolling is going the way it's going, and it's getting to where it's getting because there are no natural consequences. I can talk mess to somebody who is in New York right now, and they don't know me from who, you know, from a hole in the wall. They don't know where I live. They don't know how to get a hold of me. So I'm safe in going on here and just spatting a bunch of nonsense. Which, while I'm at this light, will lead me to a Bible verse. It's Deuteronomy 5:20. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. What does that have to do with what I'm saying and with trolling and all of that? Think about it. In this definition, man, I shouldn't have came this way. Anyway, sorry. In this definition, it says deliberately posting inflammatory or irrelevant or offensive content. So, my show right now, I'm on here. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about my faith. If somebody jumps on here and starts putting in, Jesus sucks, you're stupid for believing in God, blah, 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 and all this other stuff, that's irrelevant to what I'm talking about. That is also bearing false witness on me, because sometimes people say things like, oh, all you Christians are hypocrites. All you Christians are closed-minded. All you Christians are this, that, and the third. That's bearing false witness. Understand that. Because it's not a true statement. Once you say all of you are doing X, Y, and Z, you've just made it an untrue statement. Yes, there are hypocritical Christians. Yes, there are closed-minded Christians. And yes, there are not. So, bearing false witness is sinful. And the Bible tells us not to do it. So this trolling is that. Also, I wanted to talk about this from the standpoint of some of the content, not everything. Speaking about what I'm talking about. Oh, no. I'll stay with Russ. What Russell Wilson was trying to do, again, was celebrate a victory. Should it matter that the Broncos are 3-5? Should it matter that they lost the game 4 games before that? Should any of that matter? Because he wasn't putting it on there to say, forget about the games that we lost. He put it on there to say, hey, man, we just won this game and I am excited about it. Why then is it a problem that people have to go straight to negativity? Straight to negativity. Because I think one of the first comments that was after that was, man, you act like y'all beat somebody. It was just the Jags and y'all 3-5. What are you celebrating? So here's how I'm going to connect this. because I say that that happened because the world don't like light. The world would rather be in darkness. Why are you celebrating that? Here's an example outside of sports. I am, here we go. I am a raging alcoholic, and I have a hard time with drinking alcohol, and I am messing my life up. I decide today that I'm not going to drink anymore. I post something about that. Let's say I post on day four days without having alcohol. The first comment shouldn't be, man, what you celebrating for? It's only 4 days. Holler at me when you have 4 years. Shouldn't be the first comment. That shouldn't be the first comment. Hear me, that shouldn't be the first comment. The first comment should be, congratulations. So glad that you are on day four. I pray that you keep going day by day. Because what I'm getting at is society is teaching us to look past the small things. And if it's nothing big, it's not a big deal. But you got to think about this. All the small things add up to the big things. So if I look past when I quit smoking cigarettes 15 years ago. Was it 15? Something like that. What year is it? Yeah, I think it was 15 years ago. No, it's been longer. Wow. It's been 16 years. Anyway, the point is, I quit smoking cigarettes 16 years ago. I had to make a decision, make a choice, and take it day by day. So at day one, I didn't have any cigarettes. At day two, I had no cigarettes. At day three, I had no cigarettes. At day 44, I had no cigarettes. At day 444, I had no cigarettes. But I had to do it one step at a time. It's not like I blinked my eyes and 16 years passed. I had to take it one step at a time. And if I listen to people say stuff like, oh man, you ain't do nothing. It's only been a week. Don't nobody care about that. I might have caved and quit. I might have been like, you're right, this ain't nothing. And I might have caved and quit. So what I'm saying when I'm talking about trolling is you need to stop doing that mess, because you don't know where the person is, what they put it. There could be, who knows the reason why people are posting what they're posting, especially positive things that they're excited about. And who are you to ruin their excitement? Who are you to decide that you know better than what they do on what they're going through, and to ruin that? And who knows, you might have somebody that was on the verge of some terrible stuff, and they were excited by this one thing, and because they were so excited, they posted that. And if they get a bunch of negative comments, it might send them spiraling back down this whole mess of things where people are now. I was going in a positive way. I felt good about myself. You know, I wasn't in that deep hole. And then I got on here and somebody said whatever they said, and, you know, saying that my accomplishment wasn't enough. And now I'm deep down depressed and on the verge of suicide, and might even actually accomplish that suicide, because somebody knows better about my situation than me and can't keep their mouth shut, can't keep the comments to themselves. And now are just talking all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to take that further than just trolling. When you are in person with the people that you care about, that you love, if somebody comes to you with the concept of, hey, whatever this accomplishment is I have, you know what? I did this. It's been a small time. Keep your mouth closed if you ain't got nothing positive to say. I know I'm aggressive with this. I feel strongly about this. And I believe God does as well. That's why Proverbs tells us, even a fool seems wise when quiet. You know what? That thought you have is foolish. Keep it to yourself. Don't say it. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what the next thing you say is. Well, hello, Cass. You don't know if the next thing you're going to say is going to send someone spiraling down a rabbit hole of despair. So don't say it. Going back to what I said, the world don't like light. So people aren't going to, if people are not, I agree with you, Connie. I completely agree with you. We do need to love and encourage people. Because if we do that, we can get past these anxiety, depression, suicidal, angry, all of these things. We can move past that because I have somebody that I know cares about me. I have somebody who's willing to listen to me. I have this mindset. I have this support system. Whereas if all it is every time I try to say something, you know, positive, you are shooting me down. One, I'm going to eventually stop messing with you. Just being real. If every time I got something positive to say, like, man, it's a blue sky, pretty yacht, but there's a cloud right there. What the crap? Can I be happy about this blue sky? I don't associate with people who do that. I love everybody. I love the people who are that. I even love the people who were trolling. When I was reading that these different things, I even loved those people. Although I thought some of the things they said was extremely foolish, hateful, wrong. I love those people. Why? Because my God told me I need to love those people. What he didn't say is I need to connect myself with those people, because the Bible also says that bad company corrupts good morals. So if I enculturate myself with a bunch of people who are always going to be speaking out of love, which is what negativity is, then I'm going to eventually become somebody who speaks out of love and am a negative person. And I have been that. So I'm not condemning people. I'm not speaking from a holier than thou. I am speaking from someone who has been that. Who has been in the midst of all of that. Who didn't think about all of those things. I have been the person that someone says, oh, I did this, and be like, oh, that ain't nothing. I did this. But you have to remember, it's not about you. If somebody's telling you what they accomplished, it has nothing to do with you. So stop talking. It has nothing to do with you. They're talking about themselves. So if I say, hey, I haven't smoked cigarettes for 16 years, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. So if you quit smoking 50 years ago and you're saying, oh, that ain't nothing, I quit smoking 50 years ago. You know what? I don't care. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about what I had to go through, the struggle that I had to go through, the fight that I had to go through, the cravings that I had to do, the things that I had to give up, all of these things that it took to get for me to get to 16 years. I'm encouraging myself. So the last thing I need you to tell me is, yeah, but I did this. What I was saying wasn't about you. We need to learn, and man, I don't have it, and I was saving this for a different message, but I'm going to say it now, and it's going to come up in another message. Ice-T posted something on Instagram, and then Snoop later posted it as well. And I'm paraphrasing it. I could see the meme, but I'm going to paraphrase it because I can't remember, and I can't look because then I'll end the feed. It said, being mature is learning that you don't need to speak on everything that you're thinking about. Marinate on that. Being mature is knowing that you don't need to speak on everything that you're thinking. So even if you are thinking something negative about what somebody says, the mature person understands that, maybe I shouldn't speak on that. I'm going to keep that to myself. Now, mind you, because I know there's some judgmental people who might have heard where I got that from. This did come from a dude that's known for being a gangster rapper, and he has grown. Growth. He is not the same dude he was 30 years ago. Imagine that, right? And he spit some jewels with that. So let's connect it to what I'm talking about with love. A person who is mature in love and is a lover of people knows that we shouldn't speak on everything that comes in our head. Because everything that goes on in my head ain't good. Everything that goes on in my head ain't something that everybody should know about. Everything that goes on in my head won't encourage everybody. In fact, it might disturb some people. So I have to, like this says, I am second. I have to get past me and what I think about what's going on and understand that it's not about me. Even when people say things that are flat out wrong, it's not about me. It's not my job to correct everybody. Hear that. It's not my job to correct anybody. So that applies to you as well. It's not your job to correct everybody. It's not your job to put your two cents on everything that everybody's saying, even if what they're saying is inaccurate. So let me change wrong to inaccurate. Even if what they're saying is inaccurate, it is not your job to correct everybody. Sometimes it's better to just not say anything. What a concept, right? Imagine if all these people who were trolling stopped and thought about, what if people were saying all this? What if I had all these people saying this negative stuff to me? How would I feel? What would I do? Would it make me depressed? Would it make me a hateful person? Would it make me a vengeful person, a spiteful person? I don't want to be those. So I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to say these things. Because remember, you reap what you sow. So if that is what you are putting in the ground, that's what you sow. That is also what you're going to reap. Don't forget that. So all of these people who think they're being funny, cute, whatever, smart, and are spewing negativity, guess what? It's coming back. In spades, it's coming back. Because God says 30, 60, 100 fold will your harvest be. He's not just talking about good things when he says that. Whatever you're sowing in the ground, 30, 60, 100 fold is what your harvest will be. So if you do nothing but look for things to troll on other people, and I'm saying that not just in social media, but in real life, if all you do is looking for things to troll people about, be negative Nancy, to always be the one keeping it real and trying to, everybody need to know because I speak the truth. You don't, because the truth is the word. The truth doesn't have you talking like that. So you're not speaking the truth. You're speaking perspective. And if we can understand that we all have our own perspective, and it is not my job to always tell you what my perspective is. I, at work, in meetings, I am the most quiet person in all of the meetings. Most of the meetings I am in, unless I have to facilitate the meeting, I am not saying anything. I'm just listening. Why? Because I don't need to speak at every meeting. Everybody don't need to hear my voice all the time. I dedicate the time that I do here and I'm speaking. I dedicate the time when I speak for church, speaking. I don't need to be speaking all the time. Not everybody needs to know my thoughts. what I think about everything. I understand that. Again, I am second. I am second. I can, in this area of life, I can pull myself out and understand that it ain't about me. I don't have the most important opinion, thought process, perspective. In fact, I don't necessarily know everything about what's being talked about. So, maybe I should just be quiet. Especially if what I'm going to say is going to come off from a place of negative. Again, and when I say messages like this, I know there are people who are going to say stuff like, well, what are you saying? We can't correct people? Well, you know, because people are sensitive, and the people are sensitive. I agree with that. And correction is different from just negativity. Negativity and correction are not the same thing. If I want to correct you, and in correction, what I'm saying is, if you're walking down the wrong way, my correction is, hey man, if you keep walking down this path, you're going to fall in that big old hole over there. Let me help you. Or, don't be a dummy. Don't be stupid. Don't be walking over there. You always doing stupid stuff. See, ain't, I don't know what's wrong with you. You just stupid. Now, which one you going to listen to? And be real. Which one you going to listen to? So when people hear what I'm saying, they say, you're saying I can't correct it. I'm not saying that. Because this message, much like last week, is talking about love, coming from a place of love. I am not coming from a place of love if I am talking negative on you. Negative. Hear that. Talking negative. Saying you wrong isn't negative. Hey, man, what you said wasn't right. That's not being negative. Calling you a dummy, an idiot, a fool, or worse, is being negative. That's counterproductive. That is what that is. That is why Jesus didn't do that. If you pay attention, when Jesus came in contact with sinners, you know what he didn't do? Call them sinners. He didn't say, you slut, you idiot, you fool, you adulterer, you murderer, you thief. He didn't say anything like that. You know why? Because he's wise and he knows how to communicate with people. And guess what? They heard him. And even the ones that didn't follow him, it was on their mind. They were changed by their interaction with him. Because he came from love. I mean, even when he spoke to the Pharisees and he called them out, he called them hypocrites, he called them snakes, he called them all kind of stuff. What he didn't say is, y'all worthless, you suck, and I don't need you. Because that's not why he was saying the stuff he was saying. He was trying to correct a wrong thought process and say, hey, instead of you being judgmental, how about you stop and listen to what you're saying and see what you are doing in your own life? Try that. That's not being negative. So, to those people who love being a troll, you are continuing to feed into negativity. And guess what? It's coming. That's not a threat. Because I may never know that it's coming to you. In fact, 99% of the time, I won't know. And I'm not saying it because I want anything ill will towards you. I already told you, I love people. I'm telling you what God said. God said if that's what you do, it's coming back on you. So when it comes back, don't be poor me. Man, nothing ever goes right in my life. Well, I mean, if all you're spewing is negativity, then guess what? That's what your life is going to look like. Whew. All right. Whew. All right. Again, I pray that you heard where my heart was. I pray that you heard what this is. We're talking about love. You hear me? We're talking about love. We are talking about love. Love. Love first means that I'm putting me second. Love first means that the first thing on my mind isn't the first thing I should say, especially when it is an emotional reaction. Love first is, you know what? I'm with you on this before I speak. Now, have I failed at that? Of course I have. There have been several times where I've had that moment where I'm like, nope, I'm saying this today. And there were consequences for those. And I was not happy with the consequences, but it is what it is, right? Because I know the concept of reaping and sowing. I know that God says, hey, man, there's power, the power of life and death are in the tongue. I know that God says even a fool seems wise when quiet. I know these things. So when I get in my feelings and I say things, I got to deal with the consequences. God put that law in motion. There ain't nothing we can do to change that. So I just hope that if anybody who is big on trolling hears this message, they hear that. I'm not condemning you. I'm hopeful that what I'm saying will help you. That's what I'm hopeful of. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Have a blessed week. Come back and check us out next week. I can't wait to kick it with y'all. Peace.